we all know it's there's a greater chance of a coconut falling on your head and dying than a shark. So I'm like, all right, I can hide behind that fear and justify it, because we can always justify our fears and excuse them, or I can realize I'm in control there. When I got to compete, I got to see some of the obstacles, but you don't know what they are. And then the day of, they say, hey, these are the obstacles. This is what it looks like. You don't get to try it. You get one shot at it. If you fall, you're out. But if you get through this stage in city finals, Vegas, you have a chance to win $1 million. Probably nobody really struggles with perfectionism, but I'll just kind of share this for the one person maybe out there.
There's a few.
Who struggles with perfectionism. This helped me a lot. So three things that helped me with wanting to get things right. Always stretch a little bit. All right. I saw this on YouTube once. Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right. Three, two, one.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And today I have with me a dear friend, Justin Mena. And we just are doing this by the fly, aren't we? This is so cool. So my husband and I, we were playing a little pickleball with Justin. And
who do you think won? Just put your your votes in
put
now.
Put your vote in. Who do you think? Are you going to tell him?
You guys will have to find out in a little bit.
Yes. So you see, we're in San Diego, actually near San Diego. We have that in the background. But anyway, Justin was awesome enough to join us today, and we had a lot of fun. But I thought, you know, it'd be so cool to have him on. He was actually an American Ninja Warrior. He's known as the Fear Hunter. He is a speaker. He's an all-around amazing guy, and he loves the Lord. And that's the biggest, most exciting thing, in my opinion, about you, Justin. But I just thought it'd be so cool to have him on. And I know most of you that listen are women, but he is someone who really understands how to break through and bust through barriers. And again, he's the Fear Hunter. I want to talk a little bit. Why are you known as the Fear Hunter, Justin?
Well, just to back up, the most fearful person that you knew. I was very insecure, passive, weak, not the man you see here today, who's more confident. People would not believe my background, but isn't that how you want people to look at your life, to not believe where you've come from? That's the testimony. So I think I'm known as the Fear Hunter because I've seen that God has wanted to take me from my past, my struggles, and turn it around and make it a strength. So it is part of my mission to encourage people, remind them that they are loved and valued by Jesus, but also there is so much freedom on the other side of fear. And I've seen that. And it took somebody believing in me enough to see that potential more than in myself. And that, I think, is actually called the Pygmalion effect, where you're around people that believe in you more than you believe in yourself. And it's contagious. So I've done that, and I want to be able to pour into other people and helping them overcome fear.
Yeah. So he's totally been paying it forward. Like, he takes groups of people, like swimming with sharks and all
leopard sharks, but still they're sharks,
all kinds of crazy things. But it's super cool, because would you have done that way back when?
Or, no, that was my worst fear growing up, was the fear of sharks. And you know, I don't know if you can relate to this, but there's a movie called Jaws. And when people grew up in that generation, you hear music when you get in the water. You know, when it's dark, you want to get out. It's the shark's territory. And I think for me, that was one of my first fears growing up. My dad was trying to protect us. So he didn't want us in the water getting attacked by sharks. But I grew up differently than maybe somebody else who grew up in the Keys. And they're around these things. And I just saw a sense of freedom that other people had that I didn't have. And I was open to exploring what their mindset looked like. Well, how can they swim in the water? How could they swim knowing there's sharks around, but yet they were never attacked? Things like that happen. Mm-hmm. But we all know there's a greater chance of a coconut falling on your head and dying than a shark. So I'm like, all right, I can hide behind that fear and justify it, because we can always justify our fears and excuse them, or I can realize I'm in control there.
Let's put a pin in that right there. We can justify our fears. And that's one of the things that I'd like to kind of just maybe have you think about as the listener. do you justify your fear? Maybe you're the fear of whatever your goals are with your health and your wellness routine, or with where you are in life. Are you fearing that breakthrough? Are you fearing that you'll self-sabotage again, or that you'll fail, you know, in whatever way?
Or even just settling for a life that is not just the fullest potential. Yeah. And, you know, you could say, oh, I've poured everything into this person or that person, but what if God has more for you and you're leaving it, you're not leaving it all, you know, on the line. So I just, if God gives you a lot of gifts, use them. You know, it's like if you're a high performance car, run it to the very end. Don't just leave it in the garage.
Absolutely. And he's a high performing car. He's got a high performing car, but God is your CEO. And so I think about how, you know, do you believe that God is your CEO of your life? Is he running your life, or are you in the flesh running it with a negative thought pattern, fear in your mind, and not able to get to exactly where God would want you to be? Because again, when we are taking care of this temple that he has given us that houses the Holy Spirit, we're able to do more in this life that points to him and gives him glory.
Yeah, so and it's not even about us too. It's about all the things you can do by pouring into other people if you're healthy.
That's right. That's right. So with your routine, because you do all kinds of things to stay in shape. Were you always in shape?
No, I always had a curious spirit to want to climb things. And I, at some point, looked at the world like my own personal jungle gym. And that was a skill set, but I was still afraid of things. So I never really maximized my potential of, for example, I may or may not be doing one of these stunts, but I'll just say this. Learning how to do a backflip seemed amazing. Like maybe one day I'd love to do that in heaven, but not on earth.
Yeah.
Took me 2 years to overcome that fear. And now I do it all the time.
Wait
to
the
so
end
much
of
freedom.
This podcast to see if he may or may not may, do one.
May end up doing that. We'll see, you know, if I still got it. But I'm sharing that because there's so much potential of bringing joy into other people's lives by using your gifts and talents. And I had to face that. And it's just been a source of great joy, but it came from exploring and,
yes,
and being curious about what's possible.
And getting outside of your comfort zone.
Oh, all the
right?
time.
It, all
the best
the time.
Things in life are outside your comfort zone.
Yes.
From what I've seen.
Exactly. Exactly. So are you getting outside of your comfort zone? And if not, why not? Why are you maybe in a stuck and stagnant place? Or why are you in a place that maybe you think you can't? Because can't is a four-letter word that we really should never say, right? Mm-hmm. I can't. You can, because God is greater. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about, I don't know, let's talk about American Ninja Warrior, because I love that show.
My husband loves that show. I don't even know what that show is.
Of
have you guys ever heard
do.
Of American Ninja Warrior?
Okay. Of course they have.
Okay.
Well, so this guy was on there, and I'm curious how the whole, how it all got started. Like, when did you think, you know what? I think I could do that.
Okay. So that never even happened. That's what's crazy. So my story of getting on the show was so outside the norm. I never even watched that show until I actually found out I was going to be on the show. And I was like, I better watch this show. I heard of it. And I thought, I better know what's going on here. I think you win $1 million if you win the show, but I better find out what it takes to actually win it. So I heard of the show. I've never auditioned for anything. And so this is a reality show. And my friends for years were like, hey, you should be on the show. And I'm like, ah, whatever. And then one day my brother gifted me a gift certificate to a ninja gym. I didn't know what a ninja gym was, but I went there. I played around. I felt like for the first time, this is what a kid in a candy shop looks like for me. I was having fun and I got some affirmation from people like, hey, were you ever on the show? Like, you're really talented in this. And anyway, then I had some friends a week later say, Justin, the deadline for this season is coming up. Are you going to audition? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to use those clips, audition. And I did. And I ended up getting on the show. And that rest is history.
And how well did you do, Justin?
So I was a rookie, didn't know, I literally had...
You didn't even know the show.
I didn't know the show. I just, the first time in a ninja gym, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I don't know what to do. So I went to a gym, I think a couple more times before I actually got on the show. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Now, when you do compete, nobody gets to practice these obstacles. Nobody gets to see these obstacles before going on. Yeah. So now when you get to where you're competing, so I grew up in South Florida and I was living in Tampa Bay, but where I got asked to compete was in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I went there, by the way, at night when they filmed, they start filming at 9 p.m. and it was in the 30s. And it's really cold, but it's for the lighting purposes. So it was all, it would look good on TV. But when I got to compete, I got to see some of the obstacles, but you don't know what they are. And then the day of, they say, hey, these are the obstacles. This is what it looks like. You don't get to try it. You get one shot at it. If you fall, you're out. But if you get through this stage in city finals, Vegas, you have a chance to win $1 million. And I went through, and fortunately, I was just like one step at a time. I got through, and somehow I was like number 70 or something, and I made the fastest time to that point, was amazing. I wasn't even really trying. And then I found out that by the end of the night, I was still in the top 7 or 8 competing. But I got to hit that buzzer. It was great. Go to the city finals. And that was cool. And I've competed for a few seasons and it was really fun.
I think that's so cool. So you talk about these obstacles that you weren't aware of, didn't know of until you were actually facing those obstacles.
Yeah.
That such is life, mm-hmm. right? So let's talk about the analogy of life with the obstacles that we all encounter. I mean, they're all going to look different, but we all have obstacles. Mm-hmm. How do you, what would you say to somebody listening that might be going through a pretty serious obstacle right now in life? Maybe it's with a relationship, maybe it's with their health and their well-being. What would you say to them to give them hope to get through that obstacle and see it differently so that they can see that there's breakthrough opportunity on the other side?
Okay. Do I have permission to give you guys some tough love?
Do it.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you got to be hopeful. And do you trust the Lord or do you not? He asked you to persevere. He said to consider it joy in those trials. So it's not easy to do that, but that's where faith gets activated. If you are in a moment of fear, you have the most beautiful opportunity in the world to actually, and this is kind of crazy. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. It's unfiltered. But, you know, God can do anything and we're limited, right? We actually have an opportunity to do something. This sounds weird. Let me know your thoughts on this. This is unfiltered. We have an opportunity to do something that God doesn't because he is so loving. God can't love us anymore. Would you agree?
I agree.
We have an opportunity to love God more than we do, like sometimes when we mess up. When the stakes are high and there's no safety net underneath you and you feel God's presence and you know he's giving you the go ahead to persevere, you have an opportunity to say, God, I love you more than any other time. And I really think those weigh so heavily on God's heart to say, you know what? I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to protect you.
No matter what.
There's grace. There's a special grace when you're going through a fire season. So you are a champion and champions make adjustments, not excuses. Like we talked about earlier, you can make excuses, justify anything, or you can say, you know what can I do to pivot? How can I try another thing, another way? Or maybe, so you can be smart and learn from your own mistakes, or you can be wise, getting wisdom from a multitude of counsel and learn from someone else's mistakes.
That's good. He just called you a champion. And so, yes, you are. You are an athlete. And I would say you as a listener, you're an athlete as well, whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you say about that? Maybe someone's never even thought of themselves as an athlete. Let's talk about maybe bringing out that inner athlete in somebody.
Okay, cool. So I'm talking to the ones who are almost wanting to tune out right now, thinking like, oh, well, we're talking about
just
an athlete, ninja warrior. Let me just fast forward to the end to see if he does something. You know, I'm talking to you right now. Like, don't scroll forward, you know? You have what it takes. You're more capable and resilient than
and
you think.
Than
and an athlete is somebody who is consistent. If you're somebody who doesn't feel like they're, I would say this, if there's an area in your life that you don't feel like you're conquering well, it might be because you're not consistent. Or just ask yourself, are you pursuing something long enough to give it a chance to be better at?
Yeah.
You know, you can be natural, but if you work hard towards something, those who work hard towards something, those who are naturally gifted in something, those who work hard, who are disciplined, who are more consistent, they put their feet to the plow. They're going to go farther. I'll share.
There's a payoff.
Yeah, I'll share a quote by Frederick Douglass, you know, Nobel Peace Prize winner. He prayed for 20 years for freedom, and he said his praying did nothing until he started praying with his feet. So you gotta start putting action. The action, you'll mess up a lot, you know, but it'll give you clarity. So just keep on moving, And if you keep on moving, you got to remember, you're going to learn something from these failures. And it could just be to learn that your mindset is not allowing yourself to realize, oh, this is a safe place to learn. I'm actually capable of learning. What can I do differently? And surround yourself with the right people, and they can sharpen you, because you might be doing yourself a disservice by maybe the way you grew up, or because of your, you know, maybe stinking thinking. It's limiting. It's a limiting belief. Surround yourself with people like I did last week, where I said something. I said something because we were digging up a past thing. It was like a mastermind call. And I was like, I've tried some of these events and I just suck at sales. I said that. And my friends were like, you suck at sales. What are you talking about? Like, that's a limiting belief. And it was just like, wow, thank you. Actually, I don't know where that came from.
Right.
And, you know, be around people that sharpen you, because your words are powerful.
Yes. Yeah. Words are powerful. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So, Justin, you're awesome. I appreciate you so much. And I know everybody here appreciates, just your wisdom and just you're just so full of faith, and you're full of hope, and you're just so positive. Like, you're one of the most positive people, person that I know besides
Thank
my
you.
Husband.
Well, you know what? I feel
he's really positive.
So we're about to wrap things up, right?
Yes.
So is it all right if I just share one more thing?
Like, who won?
So it's on the, well,
like, who
okay.
won pickleball?
We're going to go with that. So, who won? So Todd and Wendy totally kicked my butt. I finally realized that after switching teams, I was like, I'm the common denominator. I've been on like the losing team every single round. They kicked my butt, you know, and by a lot. And it just inspired me, because you can either be jealous or you can be inspired. I'm like, their athleticism is great. I want to have that much fun. I want to have that much energy to put the younger kids in their place at times by just being consistent. They probably put more work in that than me. And I'm like the athlete. They're more athletic in that sport than I am.
Well, I actually just have to brag.
Okay.
Because I played you and my husband. Me single, you two, I won.
Yeah, she did. So ladies,
I just had to
come
brag
on.
For a minute. So come on, you can do it.
Yes, okay. So here's what I want to share. Thank you for, you know, the affirmation, but I will share that I'm in this process of learning some things. So two things I want to share is this.
Okay.
One of the things that I'm walking through right now and trying to be more bold and trying to be more fearless in, which, by the way, fearlessness is not about doing things unafraid. It's really just saying, hey, I believe that this is the right path. God, if it's not, let me know, but I'm going to give it my all and I'm going to see what I can learn from it. Show up, see what happens. But one of the things that I'm walking through in this season of singleness is, God, how can I learn to receive love more than I have in the past? And I think I've always tried to control things or expect that there's going to be fireworks when I meet somebody, or maybe it's for you, it's stepping into a new position. You're like, this is what God's called me to do. Maybe it's not fireworks. Maybe you have to go through a season of putting the reps in. And for me, it would be going out on a date and seeing that maybe, okay, this is a safe place. Maybe it's unfamiliar, but with safety, you can develop more intimacy. So I'm still learning things, but I'm the only one who can walk that out. You got to run your race. But the last thing I wanted to do was just honor your husband, Todd, because he taught me something where I had a terrible fear of perfectionism. So nobody really struggles with perfectionism, but I'm just going to share this for the one person maybe out there.
There's a few.
Who struggles with perfectionism. This helped me a lot. So three things that helped me with wanting to get things right. So at one point, Todd was like, hey, you know, let's collab. I want you to shoot a video for me to encourage these young men. And I did. And it was awesome. Of course, I mean, I have a background in acting and all these things. And Todd, of course, is like, man, this is awesome. And I was like, you know what? I got to open up to him and tell him about something. I said, Todd, I need to open up to you about something. I'm struggling here. It took me 72 times to get that take.
72? Nobody
sees what happens behind the scenes.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to be that 72 take guy. Can you give me some advice? Because I need to know. I don't want to be that man for myself.
You
I don't want to be that man for my
future.
Yeah. So I said, get what advice? And he said, okay, I'll help you out. He's like, all right, here's the triad. Here's the three. He goes, one, pretend like it's live, just like we're doing it now.
Right.
This is live. This is cool. We're owning that. So whatever you do, if you're hesitant, say, God, I'm going to pretend like this is live and I'm going to just go ahead and do it. That really helped me and say, okay, one or two takes max, just get it out there. Second tip he gave me was the most impactful for me. He said, it may not be your best, but it's good enough. And the third thing ties into the second. He said, if you get called into something, if you get called into being a mother or a wife or even a position in a job, and maybe you don't feel like, I don't need to be in this job. Like, you know, I deserve better. What if God called you into that position And even if you're not your best at it in anything, what if you're like maybe 70% of what you feel like you could have been? Don't be stuck in this analysis paralysis. Trust that God has you there for a reason. And even if it's 70% of what you could do, gotta trust that God will be giving you such wisdom that is beyond what those people even have. So just trust that what you have is good enough and it's gonna help them. And if you're a speaker, which I was like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of speaking. Take the pressure off yourself and realize you're sharing. You're a teacher. Teach them something. Yeah. Even if it's one thing, yeah. Don't have 10 things that I'm thinking, oh, I got to tell them all these things. After this, you're probably going to remember one thing. The one thing
that I won the pickleball game.
The one thing, and that this was fun, and hopefully you got one nugget from this, but I just wanted to share and know that you can do things on the fly. As long as it's led by the Spirit, like, you can't go wrong.
That's right. Bloom where you're planted.
Yeah.
And all the single ladies. I'm pointing to Justin.
By the time this is posted, you know, we'll see. But hey, you know, I'm believing in a wife to be. But you know, I'm praying not for the prize wife, but the wife that I know is going to call me to be a better man. So
yes, that's so good, Justin. Hey, I love you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. God bless. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode. And hang on, are you about to watch? There might be something else about to happen.
I thought we were going to be like, all right, cool. I bet you thought we were going to forget. But yeah, let's
do this.
I would say we can do this like right here.
Okay.
So we'll just pick up the camera.
Todd, here we go. Could you pick up the camera? Oh, your hand's on the camera.
The hand is in the way. You know what? That's not going to mess up this stuff.
All right. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Let's do this.
Always stretch a little bit. All right. I saw this on YouTube once. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, guys. Live a fearless life.
Awesome. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on Visibly Fit. Take care.
See ya. Dang, that was good.
That's fun. Thank you.
Hey, you got it.
I'm proud of you guys. That was awesome.
Oh, seriously. That was good. He's just good. I'm like, that's good.
That's cool.
Okay, thank you.
And guess what? We'll stop this.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing, not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.